Welcome to the Larry Kreider's Leadership Podcast. Larry is the author of over 40 books, the founder of Dove International, a worldwide family of churches and ministries in six continents, and has over 50 years of leadership experience. He and his guests will share inspirational leadership insights from their journey with God. These insights, gleaned from serving leaders in many nations, will transform your life and leadership. For more information on Larry's books and resources, visit LarryKreider.com.
Welcome to the Larry Kreider Leadership Podcast. Larry Kreider here in the studio today. With me is Laverne Kreider. How are you?
It's good to be back.
It's great to have you back. We're going to have a discussion today, a dialogue today on another test of leadership that we all go through. And this is a big one. We call it the grace test. And I've often said it this way, effective leaders know success depends on the grace of God and the grace of God alone.
And I'd really like to see, and I've been praying as we did, you know, some studying on this, to really see an impartation of grace and a revelation. You know, we know the word grace, you know, but I think there's something more that God wants to reveal to our hearts about grace. You know, it really means really a gift, you know, a blessing, a favor, unmerited favor. In fact, I looked it up in the Strong's Concordance, and this was interesting. It said, that which brings delight, joy, and sweetness.
Wow.
This is, and I'm thinking, how cool is that?
Yeah, really.
That this is God, this is what God is always extending to us, you know, an abundance of grace. You know, Paul wrote to you know, always letters. And I checked most of the letters. He almost always started his letters with grace and peace. And I don't think that was some kind of insignificant little greeting. What he was really saying is when he was writing to those churches, he was like, favor on your life. You know, he was imparting grace and he was imparting favor to their lives. And so there's just something so powerful. And I believe we need a greater revelation of this abundant grace that he's always extending to us. I read a devotional recently called Praying Grace by David Holland. And he said, he was talking about grace. And he said, if we can earn it, then what we are getting is a wage, not a gift.
Yeah.
If we can win it, it's a prize. And if we can qualify it for it, it's a reward. But grace is a gift. It is a gift that we receive it. And so we, to fully benefit, we need to learn how to receive it and learn how to walk in it and breathe it. And that's why I really pray that we'll have a greater revelation of the grace of God, you know, and how to walk in the grace of God.
Especially when we know we're called to some kind of leadership, whether it's leadership in our homes, whether at work.
It's true,
In school, you know, for young, in business or job, whatever, church, whatever. We've got to understand the grace of God, because if you don't understand the grace of God, we'll try to take credit for things, good things that happen, rather than realizing, no, we can do this because of the impartation of the grace of God, which is so, so important. I think I was in my mid-20s when I first got a revelation of the grace of God. I remember what happened. Someone preached on it, in fact, and it's just something. I received an impartation. And I realized, because before that I thought, well, I gave God my life, I'm doing everything, I'm trying to be obedient, and we need to be obedient, of course. But I realized that just because I do the right things doesn't mean everything will turn out the way I think. And that's really what this test of grace is all about. When things don't turn out the way we thought, do we receive grace? Do we realize it's all the grace of God? When good things happen, do we take credit personally, or do we say it's the grace of God? Do we understand that? I mean, that's where it all happens. And I remember in my 20s, something shifted inside. Like you said, it was an impartation. And I'm believing today on this podcast, and many of you will receive an impartation of the grace of God. I read one time that grace is the free unmerited favor of God. On the undeserving and ill-deserving. We don't deserve grace, but he says, I want to give you grace anyway. And I just know that it totally changed my life, and I'm so grateful.
You know, there's another aspect of grace, too. And there's an empowerment with grace. It's not a cheap little word.
Yeah.
There is an aspect in our lives. There is power.
Yeah.
In grace and learning how to walk in that empowerment. The scripture in second says in 2 Corinthians 9:8 that he is able to make all grace abound, that always having all sufficiency will have an abundance of every good deed.
Wow.
Let me tell you, that's not limited stingy words here. It is all and everything. And I think this, you know, as the Lord is saying, listen, I want to empower you with grace so that whatever I've called you to do, you can do it because it's the grace. Yeah. It's my grace through it, that we can speak grace to people. We can speak grace to situations and knowing that God is at work in our lives and doing a work in us. You know, in the law, we have to perform. There's a debt.
Right.
But in the new covenant, the debt's been paid. Mm-hmm. And so in that place, in the new covenant, his grace is released in our lives to do what only he can do. That's why it's so powerful. He said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Remain in me, and you will bear much fruit. And then he goes on to say, and you can do nothing without
that's
me.
Right.
And that's a credible place of surrender. Incredible place of receiving his grace, that his grace is flowing through us and working through us and doing the work in us in what only he can do. In Colossians 1:27, a very, very familiar verse, but it said, this is the secret. This is the secret. Christ lives in you.
Yeah.
And I feel that's such a key.
So true.
That
so
learning
true.
To live in that place of receiving his grace, knowing that Christ is living through us, his grace is on us, and that all that we do comes from this place of grace, his gift to us. And and then he empowers us to get up and over, you know, as we're obedient to the Lord. Yeah, so of course obedience is important in this in this place.
Sure. So we walk in obedience, but we realize all good things happen in our lives because of grace.
Yes.
You know, I find, I used to think grace and mercy was the same thing. And I realized they're really not. Mm-hmm. And I realized that this is the difference. Mercy is God not giving us what we deserve. Mm-hmm. We deserve sickness. We deserve pain. We deserve hell. We deserve whatever negative thing you think of. That's what we deserve because we've been sinners. We're saved by grace. So that's mercy. God is not giving us what we deserve. But grace is giving us what we do not deserve. It's over and above, as you said. And I remember a couple of days before Christmas, some years ago, I remember I was driving too fast.
I remember this story.
And I was probably going, I don't know, 55 or 60 in a 45, you know, miles an hour. I should have been going. And I heard the sound in the back of me. Oh, no, police officer. I didn't know I was going over the speed limit, but I was. And so the officer came up. And I often like to thank officers for the good job they do protecting us, you know. And I had a good conversation with the police officer. And then he, you know, obviously he said, you realize you're going 15 miles over the speed limit. I didn't know that. I knew I was over. I didn't know it was that much. And let me explain to you what happened, what he did. And this explains the difference between grace and mercy. Now, the truth is I deserved to pay the fine, $100, $200, whatever it was. Now, if he just said, I'm going to let you off the hook this time, it's 2 days before Christmas, it's your Christmas gift. And you know, you should pay this, but you know, I'm going to let you go. That's mercy. Not giving me what I deserve. I deserve the fine. But grace would have been if he had reached into his pocket and gave me a $100 bill and said, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, here's a Christmas gift for
you. By the way, I didn't do either. I paid the fine. You know, it was called justice. You know, that's really what happened. And I love this scripture. This has helped me so much understanding the grace of God. From 1 Corinthians 15:10. But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor or grace on me.
I love that, yes.
And not without results, for I have worked harder than any other apostles. Yet it was not I, but the grace of God working through me by his grace, 1 Corinthians 15:10. Love that. It's just all the grace of God. Every good thing that we could ever do is because of the grace of God. Are we obedient? Yes. Should we be obedient? Yes. But still, we can't take credit. So, I mean, when you're in Christian ministry, if good things happen, you find when someone's preaching, for example, I find when things would go well, or if it's the grace of God, it wasn't because I'm a good preacher, it was the grace of God. And that just has revolutionized my life. Now, the test comes again when things don't go quite the way we thought, and then we think, well, what's wrong? We're depending on ourselves. No, we're depending on the grace of God. It's God that gives us the grace to do all these things.
Yeah, and when we have a revelation of grace, we don't take credit for things.
Right.
I mean, we might be tempted to, but we won't take credit for things because we'll know, oh my goodness, this is by your grace, Lord, that I can even breathe, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we, as leaders, whether it's leaders in our families, in churches, businesses, whatever, it's so important that we really walk in this place of grace so that we don't take credit for things and just living in that place that I can do nothing without Christ and without the Holy Spirit. James 4:6, this is amazing scripture. He says, he resists the proud, he gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
And so that to me, that speaks volumes of learning to walk in this place of humility, of Christ living through me. Because he just, in that place of humility, he pours out his grace.
Right.
But when we think we can do it on our own self-efforts, our own ingenuity, there's a resistance from, mm-hmm. you know, God, that because the pride comes in our lives. Yeah. So there's just, it's so powerful to just keep our hearts humble before God and knowing that, oh my goodness, he's just going to pour out his grace on us.
Yeah, you know, you talk about pride coming into our lives. That's a really important thing to talk about for a minute, because if we understand grace and walk in grace, we will not walk in pride. We mm-hmm. can't. You can't walk in grace and walk in pride at the same time. Now, we're talking about grace, the free unmerited favor of God and the undeserving or deserving. That's one side of the grace coin, as we call it. There's another side of it. And the other side is the power and desire to do God's mm-hmm. will. And, you know, we often talk about Zechariah when he, an angel of the Lord gives Zechariah a prophetic message for Zerubbabel. And he said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain and bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it.
Grace,
right.
Yeah.
Now, they had this dilemma. They wanted to build build a temple. They just couldn't get it done. But it came back, and the prophet said, you can do it with shouts of grace, grace. You trust the Lord. And they were shouting grace, grace to this project, which sounds crazy. But and they got it done. A few years, the whole thing was completed. But it wasn't... people say, well, if God does it by his grace, just sit around and do nothing. No, he gives you the grace to do it.
Yes,
he gives
us
the grace to fulfill whatever he's called us to fulfill. He gives us the grace to raise our children for Christ. He gives us grace, you know, to work in our job or our business or whatever. He gives us grace to love our neighbors. He gives us grace to do the things he's called us to. But that's the other side of God's grace, the power and desire to do God's will.
Yeah. And I know many times over the years, even when we were younger, because it's not like grace is a magic word,
right,
you know.
Right.
It is in faith believing and receiving. Really, a lot of it is just receiving.
It is.
And believing. But we would just, when situations would get tough, you know, and we often laugh, we go, grace, grace.
Yeah.
But what we're saying in that situation is favor, favor.
Right.
God, you do it.
That's right.
You do it. We can't, mm-hmm. but you do it. We're going to be obedient to what we know, but you do it. And it just, it takes the pressure off and God comes in.
Exactly.
And does an incredible work.
Exactly. I remember I was ministering to a group of university students some years back, and they came from universities throughout the nation and came for this conference. And I remember we were talking about grace, and faith rose up in that crowd. And as we were talking about grace, and we started to speak grace, grace to the universities they came from.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to their homes, back to the universities, with fresh favor and fresh grace that they never had before. I remember I was in another nation one time ministering, and they had this project they were dealing with their university there, their school, their Bible school there, and they couldn't get it off the ground. They somehow needed favor with the local magistrates. And we had the whole student body sent up, and we looked toward that property. We said, we just got grace, grace over this property. I think it was like 6 or 8 weeks later, the whole thing changed. That the whole thing went through, and they were able to finish the project. But God, we depend on grace. It's not a magic wand.
It's not a magic word.
No, it's not.
It's revelation that comes in our heart.
Exactly, exactly. We serve a God who's a God of great grace. And he wants to give us grace. He wants us to realize when every good thing that happens is because of the grace of God. The test comes when things don't turn out the way we think.
Yeah.
Do we walk in grace, realize the grace
and
of God?
Receive it.
Uh-huh.
Receive it. Because it's abundant. It's there.
Exactly.
It's extended to us.
It is. Or when things are going well, do we realize it's going well because of the grace of God?
Yeah.
There's such freedom in walking and living out the grace
and
of God.
And speaking grace to people. Mm-hmm. The scripture says, let your speech be with grace. That we can even speak, you know, some corrective words, but that when you speak corrective words with grace, it is like people walk away like, I can make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of condemned, you know.
Yeah.
So
I think it's grace and graciousness. One P and one P. It really is being gracious, and that's imparting grace to other people. So many years back, I read a little book called Living in the Grace of God. And this tells you a lot more about grace than we certainly have time for in this short podcast today. But you can check the show notes out and you can find out how to get that. Living in the Grace of God, part of a foundation series I did many, many, many years ago. And these books have been translated now all over the world. Living in the Grace of God. And of course, there's much more in the book, Passing the 21 Tests of Leadership, on this whole thing on grace.
Yeah, and you know, the Hebrew writer said, let us come boldly, not timidly, but boldly to the throne of grace to receive grace and mercy to help in time of need. Mm-hmm. And so we just pray that, you know, in Jesus' name, that we will receive grace that is just abundantly extended to us in our daily lives and in situations, and then come and be able to come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace and mercy from the Lord in every situation.
And I agree in Jesus' name. And that's for you. Receive that grace today. Yes. Again, it's not a magic wand.
Yeah.
This is reality of God pouring out his grace on our lives, his divine favor on our lives. Expect when you go to work, expect that wherever you're doing today, you walk with divine favor in your life. And God wants us to walk that way, to live that way, so we can continue to pass the test of grace day after day after day for the glory of God.
Amen.
So glad you joined us today for this Larry Crider Leadership Podcast on the 21 Tests of Leadership, Passing the Test of Grace. And again, you check out the show notes, and you can find there the book, Passing 21 Tests of Leadership, Living in the Grace of God, and you can go to LarryCrider.com. There's many, many other resources available for you there. And so we're so glad you joined us, and we look forward to being back with you again real soon. God bless you, and have an amazing day filled with the grace of God.
Thank you for listening to Larry Crider's Leadership Podcast. If you want more information about any of Larry's books, daily devotionals, small group resources, or any other teachings, go to LarryCrider.com.